Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family. So glad you're tuning in. We are having a fun Friday today. Fun Fridays, basically, we love throwing things out that are new, creative, just ways that you can be intentional spending time with your family. So today we're talking about the date jar. This is a really cool idea and can really help with those dates that are so important to our family. So it's going to be another good episode. Y'all stay tuned. Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode.
All right, so the date night jar, it really is just a great way for you to spend that quality time with your family. Like Randall was saying, it could be for the whole family, it could be for you and your spouse. And this came about because we struggled making dates like a priority, or family time even a priority. We would find ourselves like really just falling in either into the same routine, or not having time, or not having it worked in our budget. Like, we just kept coming up to these roadblocks that were stopping us from having our quality time with the family.
Yeah, we battled this really our whole marriage. Like, we've been married almost 15 years, and now, you know, it's taken us a while to really get to where we know it's a priority and we're making it a priority. But it was using things like this that really helped us, because before, it was always the same routine. It was like, we knew it was important, we knew we needed to date each other and mm-hmm. make date nights a priority, and then we get busy. And spending time with kids, we knew that was important, we needed to, but we get busy. It seemed like every season there was a new excuse, and we played those cards over and over and over again. Sometimes we get it right, and sometimes we'd go quite a while without being intentional, spending that quality time with each other. And really, that's all it is, right? You know, we say date. We say date nights, or we say dates or things like that. But really what that is in a family, if we get to the heart of it, is being intentional in that relationship, spending that quality time. And that, as you were saying, looks different. It looks different in our families. We can have dates with our individual kids, our biological kids, we can spend that quality time. Our stepkids, we can spend that, right? And same with our spouse. We can spend time with each other. And we've got to make them all important, because if not, we do start falling apart. As blended families, we've shared before that we already come to the table with some of these walls up, or some of these divisions, or some of these lack of trust, and spending that quality time together helps build those down and blend us together faster, and really create, you know, that family that we all desire.
Yeah, and the problem can be, though, is like, that can feel like a little overwhelming, because all of these different relationships that you're trying to create this intentional time with, and the bigger your family, the more time that you're being stretched. So one Christmas, I was just looking for something different, something for our family, something that we could use that really eliminated all of the excuses that we had and just made it easy and simple and exciting for the family. So I just stumbled upon this and just took the idea and morphed it. So you can do the same for your family. Just take what we're saying and make it fit you. But what it does is it takes like all of these ideas that you could possibly do, which is what I was finding online, like hundreds of ideas that you could do with your family. And they would put them in this jar or bucket or whatever inside there, and you would draw one out and it would tell you what you're going to go do, like with your kids or with your spouse or as a family. But you might pull one out and it would be like, something that maybe that kid was not interested in, or maybe something that took way too much time and you didn't have that much time to do it, or maybe it took more money than you had during that week. So it was like, okay, well, how can I make this a little bit more fit like our needs and our family? So I took some time and I organized all of those dates and I broke them up into different categories. So some of the categories that you will find on there is like, it may be something that you can do at home that costs no money. So like you and your spouse, y'all have a couple hours after you put the kids to bed in the evening and you're not wanting to get a babysitter. Maybe it's a Tuesday, a random night, you got work the next day. You're not really trying to go out, but you're wanting to spend that quality time. You can go over to your date jar. You just pull out one of the sticks that you know represents that cheap, free, at-home date that you can do. So you pull that out and it gives you an idea of like, maybe, like we had the fondue date a while back. It has like items in like that you would purchase and then, well, I guess that wouldn't be free.
That wouldn't be a free one.
But maybe it's that you and your spouse go watch your old wedding. I'm just trying to think of some of ours right now. You and your spouse go watch your wedding video that you had together, or look through photo books of memories that you have. And there's so many. Play a board game together. These are things that you already have at your house. It doesn't take any time or energy or effort to like go out and plan or prepare it. And then you get to just enjoy your significant other for a couple hours.
The cool thing with doing it that way is whenever it's categorized, now it can fit your budget no matter where you're at. I know for us, we would, you know, there would be some times where we had that extra money and we could go do a little bit more. We go out to dinner, we go, you know, do something out, go play miniature golf or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever you like. But then there were times that we didn't. Sometimes, you know, we had some things come up, doctor bills or, you know, school events or things of that happens in our family to where it's just, you know, this month, we ain't got it. So by categorizing it, you can still make it a priority. You can still make it happen by looking at your budget. Like, okay, well, this month, we got to do something free. So we're pulling from the free category. Now, the cool thing with the concept that you had put together for us was that it was color-coded. So you knew that if you drew from the red sticks, that it was the free. And if you drew from the green sticks, you knew that was going to cost about $10 to $15. And you categorize them by color. That way, when you knew it was time for us to do a date, we would pull from whatever fit our budget or our week. Sometimes it's just a busy week and you don't have time to go out. It's got to be something at home that you're doing. So by really being categorizing them in that sense, now you're taking that out. But it also adds a bit of excitement to it. Even though it's been created, it's you had that thought, you decided, okay, well, we like doing this, we like doing that. But as putting it all together and then putting them in there, you still had that excitement of, I don't know which one I'm going to draw. I remember, funny story. I remember we had one and we went to go pull it and it was washing the car together.
So it's a free at-home date. Wash the car together.
At-home date. And I looked at her and I'm like, oh, why'd you put that one in there? Now, the backstory, her and I both don't like washing vehicles very much. So it was kind of one of those that whenever we did it, we laughed.
But in my mind, it's like one of those like 80s movies where like, you know, we get out there and we're washing the car. And then, you know, you start throwing the sponge at each other.
We're creating this romantic scene.
It turns into this whole thing. And then so I'm like, oh, okay, I'll put that in there. That sounds like a great idea. And he like pulls it out and he's like, that sounds like work. I'm not driving to work right now.
And that was the very first one we tried out of that. And it would just kind of set the scene. So, you know, it was funny. We got a good laugh out of it. Still kind of laughing about it today. But you can. You can sit there and you can create them. Where can you get some ideas?
Like the ideas to put on the sticks?
Yeah, to put on the sticks. So what if I'm a person who's not very creative that struggles to come up with things?
Well, I mean, I could say we've already, like, put this together so you can get the ideas from what we have, obviously. Or you can go onto Pinterest and just... The thing is, if you go on Pinterest, there's going to be a lot of different options on there. What we have done, like what I've taken, is all of those ideas and categorized them and then made it where you print it out, that you can print, like you can glue it onto these color-coded popsicle sticks so that the size fits a little bit better. Because you can go on there, like I said, and you can find those other, that's what I did originally. I went on Pinterest, I was like, date night ideas for couples or for families, and there were hundreds. And then I just went and I just like cut out the different ideas and then glued them on the sticks for us. But over time, that morphed into something a little different. So that way it just was easier for us. Like another thing that I was finding that's helpful, especially with a blended family, is your house might be filled all the time with a bunch of people. And so it might be that you actually want to get out of the house and, you know, you may have 20, 30 bucks to spend. So you can pull from this color code that's like, okay, we're going to go get, it says we're going to go get ice cream, or we're going to go share a dessert together, something like that to get you out of the house. Or it might be like we were saying earlier, where you don't, you can't leave, but it's something that you can do in the house.
Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement.
Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun, out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things, so we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode.
And so just a little bit more on that. The color coding system, if you're going on Pinterest and you're printing off these dates, or you find ours, for what I found works for us is doing it like the color of the rainbow, just for memory's sake. Might be the pre-K teacher in me, but I know like the order of the rainbow is Roy G. Biv. And so I always do the color coding sticks, starting from the cheapest with the red all the way to the purple being the most expensive. That way when I have the kids and they're like, hey, I wanna go do something with you, that we can dig through the jar, and I'm like, okay, pick an orange one, because I know in my head, they may not know, that an orange one is a free but outdoors date. So it's gonna get us out of the house together, but it's not gonna cost us anything. So I can guide that, but also it still be that surprise like you were talking about.
Yeah, and that just kind of brings that intentionality, because we get so caught up with the excuses because we do get busy. And what we found in our marriage especially, well, with the kids too, is when we're not spending that quality time with each other, when we're not being intentional, we start having a lot more disagreements. We don't see eye to eye, especially in our marriage. We would find ourselves really struggling there. And those times we would reflect back, and they were always in very busy seasons. Mm-hmm. Always we had soccer games. I was a soccer coach. Our kids were involved in sports. We were involved in church. Just so much going on in that season. And it seemed like we would get into more bickering, more disagreements, mm-hmm. more things of that. And when we would reflect back, it's because we weren't making dating each other a priority. We would go months before we'd actually do that. Now we saw each other every day, but it was more like it was a business relationship and, you know, getting chores done or whatever. And then at the end of the day, we're tired and we're worn out. Mm-hmm. And we just weren't really spending that time together. That's what led us into making it a priority and saying, okay, we've been doing this cycle for a long time. Something's got to give. We got to do something different, because if we don't, we're getting the same results. So what can we do? And really that creativeness took being able to do that and just have something, a system, a tool right there. It took everything off the table to where it made it easy. So now we can. And as you were saying, you know, you can go do this on your own. Basically, all it is popsicle sticks and gluing the words on and color coding it how you want to color code it and putting it into, you know, free indoor, outdoor, $10 to $15, $50 and up. You know, you can do that, all that, and do your categories. So that's there, and you can go do that. You make it a thing, you know, make it a date jar. You can make it a date bucket. You can go get a bucket, and you got craft stores like Hobby Lobbies and things like that to where you can go get all these materials for super cheap.
Like, even the dollar store has the color-coded sticks, or you can order them off of Amazon. You can use like a mason jar. That's what ours is. It wasn't even one that I went out and bought. Like, I just found the jars here at the house, or a bucket that I had, like a little just cute decorative bucket that I had left over from some other project or some other gift that was given in there. You can really make this as simple and cheap as possible, or you can like make it into that special something. Like, we you know, the different holidays that are coming up, we've used it in that way as a gift for someone else, and go buy a mug that like represents something. Like Father's Day, I know we did a big push before where I was making them for other people, and they would tell me what their husband was interested in, and then I would go and find like a mug or some sort of bucket that represented fishing or basketball, something like that, and then put the color-coded sticks in there as just that intentionality of like, hey, I want to spend a quality time with you.
And so having that, you can make it however you want. You can personalize them. You could really get super specific and print them all out and think of each kid and think of your spouse, mm-hmm. and just really sit there and get down into details. Or you can go kind of broad and general of what your whole family kind of likes. Or adding new things in, and that's even a different concept, right? Is doing something different. Sometimes whenever we do things that are different that we've never done before, it creates more lasting memories, because it's now you're sharing first with your family. You're sharing, it's like you go, and maybe you've never been inside a cavern, and y'all decide, hey, we're gonna go to this cavern, and you know, you share that memory, and those are the ones that really stick more than just doing the normal day-to-day or week-to-week dates that you might do going and seeing a movie or whatnot. But it's whenever you step out of kind of your comfort zone a little bit and do something a little bit more exciting, different, that no one in your family has done before too. So you can mix that in. You can get as creative as you want. Now, we do have it available. We'll put a link down if you'd like it all kind of there for you. You can go to that link and grab the one that we use, the one that we created and stuff. So that's there for you as well. If you're like, I don't want to do all that. Yeah. I love the idea. Sounds awesome. Yeah, no, let me just get that. That way it's already done for me. So we'll put that link there for you. That might be you as well. That's definitely my mentality sometimes. Her mentality is to go create it, to go make it. So, you know, it's that difference of personalities and stuff as well. So, but it's a really good thing. You know, it's a really good concept to be able to take the thought out of it. But then it gives you that ability to make it important and say, you know what, we're going to do this. And the fun thing, even having your kids go pick it, right? Like you were saying, have them go pick what color or whatever, and then they pull it out and you're both looking, oh, okay, cool, let's do that. Now, the other thing, the last thing on this is,
I think I was gonna say it.
Were you gonna say it?
I don't know.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna give a pro tip and say, once they draw, well, first I was gonna say, put it in a location that you see it often. We keep ours in the kitchen, but somewhere where everybody, you pass by it so you do remember. But then once you draw a stick, pick a date on the calendar. Is that what you're gonna say?
That was what I was gonna
pick
say.
Pick a date on the calendar, because you're more than likely, you're gonna do it if you have a date picked out. Even if you have to like switch the date around, maybe something comes up. But I love putting it on the calendar too, because when other people may ask you to do something, especially if you're involved in a lot of stuff and you already have that on the calendar, you can say with a clear conscience, oh, I'm sorry, I already have plans that day. But when it's just like floating around in the air and you're like, maybe we'll do it on Saturday, I don't know, and then this other thing comes up and you're like, okay, you know, we're gonna do this instead. But once it's on the calendar, it's like a commitment that you're making to be intentional with your family.
Yeah, and that's perfect. That was the last advice we were gonna give, because just having this is a good idea, but actually doing it is that next level. That is what is important. We can pull sticks all day long, but if we don't actually do it, you don't get the results. You don't get that time together. You don't get that quality of time together. And that's where you're gonna see the benefits in your relationships. That's where you're gonna see the benefits in your family. That's what we really want. Just drawing the stick, that's fun, exciting, but you gotta make it happen. So definitely use your calendar. You can use, we have Google Calendar on our phones. You can use that. You probably, you know, whatever your calendar system is, we have a calendar in our kitchen to where it's an erase board, and we do that every month, and we go and write it on there. That way, when we're in the kitchen, we're seeing what's up for the month, and we can all stay connected together. So making it a priority by putting it on the calendar is that's the next step. So very important. So there you go. Date jar. So use that. There's all kinds of things out there. Yeah. This is just one of those that help add to your family to make sure that you're doing it. And it takes the creativeness out of it in a sense to where now I don't have to think about it. I can just go pick it and make it happen. So very, very cool. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. It works. It's a good thing. We use it. We love it. So try a date jar. And you never know.
You never know. Enjoy, guys.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.